telling us you'll wait while the Grand Trunk prepares their message?" she said. She was laughing. "Indeed," said Moist, grasping the lapels of his gleaming jacket. "We in the post office are fair-minded people. May I take this opportunity to tell you about our new green cabbage stamp, by the way?" "Surely you're going too far, Mr. Lipvig." "All the way to Genoa, dear lady. Did I mention the gum is cabbage-flavoured?" Moist couldn't have stopped himself now for hard money. This was where his soul lived, dancing on an avalanche, making the world up as he went along, reaching into people's ears and changing their minds. For this he offered glass as diamonds, let the find the lady cards fly under his fingers, stood smiling in front of clerks examining fake bills. This was the feeling he craved, the raw, naked excitement of pushing the envelope. Reacher Guilt was moving through the crowd like a shark among minnows. He gave Moist a carefully neutral look and turned to Mr. Pony.
"Is there a problem, gentlemen?" he said. "It's getting late."
In a silence punctuated by chuckles from the crowd, Pony tried to explain, insofar as he now had any grip of what was going on.
"I see," said Guilt. "You are pleased to make fun of us, Mr. Lipvig. Then allow me to say that we of the Grand Trunk will not take it amiss if you should leave now. I think we can spare you a couple of hours, eh?"
"Oh, certainly," said Moist, "if it will make you feel any better."
"Indeed it will," said Guilt gravely. "It would be best, Mr. Lipvig, if you were a long way away from here."
Moist heard the tone because he was expecting it. Guilt was being reasonable and statesmanlike, but his eye was a dark metal ball, and there was the harmonic of murder in his voice. And then Guilt said,
"Is Mr. Groat well, Mr. Lipvig? I was sorry to hear of the attack."
"Attack, Mr. Guilt? He was hit by falling timber," said Moist. "And that question entitles you to no mercy at all, no matter what."
"Ah, then I was misinformed," said Guilt. "I shall know not to listen to rumours in future."
"I shall pass on your good wishes to Mr. Groat," said Moist. Guilt raised his hat.
"Goodbye, Mr. Lipvig. I wish you the best of luck in your gallant attempt. There are some dangerous people on the road."
Moist raised his own hat and said, "I intend to leave them behind very soon, Mr. Guilt." "There," he thought, "we've said it all, and the nice lady from the newspaper thinks we're good chums, or at least just business rivals being stiffly polite to each other. Let's spoil the mood."
End of CD 10.